McDowell Jewelers.
Well, good morning. How are you, Philip?
Oh, Adrian, I guess I'm just okay. I don't know.
You sound a little under the weather. Everything all right?
Well, my wife and I both have been a little ill last week, and we're still coughing up, you know, some congestion and all, and just don't feel very good. And I've been, I think I told you that, I've been having trouble with my hip.
Yeah.
So Friday I went to the clinic, Campbell's Clinic here in Memphis, and they for the first time, they relieved some of this pain. I just had a lot of pain in my right leg, all the way up and down it, and they say it's from this arthritis. But they gave me a prescription of anti-inflammatories, and that has, for the first time, taken some of the pain away. I can walk a little better, and I've just been having a heck of a time.
I know, because didn't you say your hot water heater went out, too?
No, the toilet broke.
That's what it was. Okay.
Yeah, flooded the master bedroom and one of the other rooms, and we're just about to get it put back together. In fact, and that's been a few weeks ago, my plumber came and got the failed part, and then Adrian, he got pneumonia, and he's been out for, I don't know, it's been 2 or 3 weeks, but he's coming
today. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he's coming today to do the repairs on that toilet, and then I got to deal with the insurance company to see what are they going to pay for all this stuff.
Oh, my. If it's
crazy
not one thing,
stuff.
It's another. Oh, my gosh. Well, didn't they also put, like, a cortisone shot or a, not cortisone, they did something a couple months back with your hip. They did.
They shot me with some cortisone, but it didn't do anything.
Really?
They gave me a round of some kind of, I don't know if it was steroids or what, and that didn't do it. You know, I took those, you know, that's the kind of pills where you take, you know, 4 the first day and 3 the next or whatever, you know, how it goes for a week. That didn't do a thing. And then about a week after that's when they shot me with the cortisone in my hip, and that didn't do a thing. And I'd gotten to where I couldn't hardly walk. It's just, and just in pain all the time.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
I can still feel it now, you know, but it's tolerable. I'm, you know, it's not like there's this sharp pain. But anyway, I got an appointment with the surgeon in January, and I'm pretty sure they were showing me the x-rays and all, and I'm going to have a hip replacement.
Oh, man. Wow. How long will you be out for that?
I don't know. Jeez. They'll probably do it as an outpatient if everything goes well.
Right,
and
yeah.
Send me home the same day, then I got to go through physical therapy and all that nonsense. I don't know. The doctor was saying, that saw me Friday, said, you know, with good luck, it'd probably be like 4 weeks or so.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
So
are you taking anything for your cold and congestion?
Not really. I got some Robitussin up here and all, and it's just my head feels heavy, and that's the way my wife is, too. We both got something that... you know, it doesn't make you, we're not running any fever or anything, and she tested herself for COVID, and she's, you know, that's fine. She's not, she doesn't have any COVID, but something got a hold of us.
Yeah.
But it's getting better. Yeah. But loses both without too much energy.
Right. Well, I mean, the change in the weather, I'm sure, has a lot to do with it as well, you know.
Probably, yeah.
You know.
But the weather's holding up here pretty well. I mean, it's, you know, still mild. It's not real cold yet and not real hot.
Yeah.
It's kind of, if you feel good, it's kind of ideal weather.
There you go.
So are you doing okay?
Yeah, so far so good. Nothing too much to complain about. We're going to be starting our working Saturdays The first Saturday after Thanksgiving, so Saturday I'll be here in our later hours start. So already here. Can you believe it?
Jeez. I know. And I'm not excited about it at all. I've been feeling so bad. I have people calling me and, you know, they want to talk about doing remounts and stuff. And I'm putting them off.
Or
I have been sending them to some other jewelers, you know, if they're in a bind for something. That I just don't, I haven't been able to work at the bench much, but I got to sit back down today and my leg feels better, so I think I can maneuver today a lot better than I have in the past here.
Yeah.
It's just, it's just not any fun getting old, Adrian.
Yeah. I know. Mm.
And you got Thanksgiving coming up.
That's right. So you guys doing, you and Mary Ellen going to Decatur, or are you staying around?
I will be here, and she meets her daughter at the Opryland Hotel in Nashville with her grandson.
Very nice.
They spend a couple of three nights up there. They've been doing that every year.
Oh, wow. Wow.
You know, let's just spoil that little grandchild a little bit more.
Well, it's her only one, technically. I mean, by blood, right?
Yeah. She had the one daughter, and then the one grandson. And I don't know. She'll make comments sometimes, you know, about her daughter. Her daughter is the same age as my son. They're 43.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, she has her own perception of the way things are and different, you know, on different subjects. And Mary Ellen will say sometimes that I just didn't know that she was so selfish, you know. But like I say, she was an only child, and Mary Ellen spoiled her pretty good.
Yeah.
So... anyway, I had two of them, and I could look them in the eye and say, we're not doing that.
Exactly, I know. Well,
you know,
what does her daughter do for a living?
She owns a wealth management office in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
So she's into, you know, taking care of people's money and stuff.
Well,
she
fun.
Likes that.
Yeah.
And I think she does a good job at it. She and my wife both are, you know, they won't admit it out loud, but they watch their money, you know. You know, Mary Ellen always did well over the years investing and you know, keeping track of stuff and.
That's good.
Her husband died while, you know, he had brain cancer, and Jessica, my stepdaughter, was not quite out of college yet, and Mary Ellen had a couple of years there that, you know, and she, Mary Ellen taught school.
Yeah,
she had a couple of years there that, you know, that she had to get her daughter finished through undergraduate school, and she did. So, anyway.
Well, there you go. Oh, boy, I hear the train. You must not be very far from train tracks.
Oh, it's not. It's right across the street.
Oh, wow. Okay. Are you on the good or the bad side of the train tracks?
Well, I would call this the good side. But it's there's really not a bad side, just on the other side of it. But this is... more commercial on this side on Poplar Avenue, but the train runs right along with Poplar, and it messes up traffic and everything. It's been there 100 years. So,
wow, that is like really close to you. Holy cow!
They're loud trains.
Yeah, they are. Jeez. All right. Well, I figured I'd check in with you. I'm hoping you feel better.
Well, you hang in there, Adrian, and I hope you have a good day, and you stay safe and healthy and make a lot of business for the company.
That's right. You also. All right. I'm here if there's anything at all that you need or quote, okay?
Okay. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks. Have a good day.
Take care.
You too.
You too. Bye. Bye.